Okay, I'd like to call this meeting of Heartland Board of Trustees, Monday, July 15th. I'd like to call it to order. Roll call, please.
Okay, Olson?
Yes.
DeSchmidt?
Yes.
Poyer?
Yes.
Zias absent. Barry?
Here.
Vaccaro here. Danny?
Here. Pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Is there any town hall?
Not tonight.
All right, moving along. Consent agenda. Items to be included in consent agenda. Trustee Olson.
I would like to move to remove the item 1A, the minutes from the June 17, 2024 regular board meeting, and item C, approval of transfer of funds from now savings account to checking account.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Olson?
Yes.
DeSchmidt?
Yes.
Poyer?
Yes.
Zias absent. Barry?
Yes.
Vaccaro, yes. Danny?
Yes. Okay, Trustee Olson, 1A.
On the minutes, I would like to move to make the following changes in the minutes. On page 2, second from last paragraph, line 11, I'd like to change.
One moment. Okay.
I'd like to change the wording there to reflect that to read the library will receive an additional $250,000 from the first two page tax installment. I'd like to replace that whole line with that language because it's not clear from what is there.
The library will receive the first installment of $250,000?
Right.
Why is that not clear?
Because it's not talking to the fact. What it says is the library will receive the first installment of $250,000 doesn't refer to.
Well, two of the lines up from it, it does. Trustee Olson stated that in his analysis of the property taxes, that the library will receive from DuPage County by the end of June or July, or before the July board meeting, the library will receive the first installment of $250,000. How is that not clear? It's perfectly clear to me. Does everyone else see that way?
It's the DuPage County tax.
Right. It says it. Well, you want the word tax put in there? That would be the only change because everything else says exactly what you said.
It says property taxes. Are you trying to say
Trustee
additional?
Olson stated that in his analysis of the property taxes that the library will receive from DuPage County, so that is DuPage County property taxes.
Right.
So I don't see the need for that, but we could certainly take a vote on it. Do I have a motion for that?
I believe he made a motion to be open.
I'm not clear on exactly what he's changing.
Exactly. So do I have a second? The motion fails. And on 1C?
No, I'm not done.
You're not done with 1A?
With 1A. On page 2, last paragraph, line 4, change the $22,000 to $2,200, which is what I said. $2,200, not $22,000. On page 8, paragraph 5, line 8, change $18,000 to $1,800.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve those changes as stated by Trustee Olson.
I'll second that.
Are you done with
yes.
those? Okay. Roll call.
Olson?
Yes.
DeSchmidt?
Yes.
Blair?
Yes.
Sias absent. Barry?
Yes.
Vaccaro, yes. Daney?
Yes. And now 1C.
Okay. I want to move to add to the transfers from the NOW account to the checking account in the amount of $222,000, a transfer from the NOW account to the general swap investment account of $250,000.
Can you explain?
That's my motion. And I will explain that. Currently, the transfer requests worksheet that is in the board packet, after doing this, we would still have a $361,000 balance in the account. And given the fact that there's roughly a 4% change, 4% difference between the earnings on money in the Schwab account and our NOW account, we would additionally earn $833 per month. The available in Cook County second installment, which is due August 1st, we should receive additional $450,000 in taxes in August, and we can also expect probably an additional $200,000 in late August from the second installment of the DuPage County tax installment. So at the board meeting in August, even if the current projects were complete, which seems unlikely, and I don't recall in those contracts any of them having progress payments as part of the language, we would have availability of funds adequate to meet the needs of the library at the August board meeting. So, I'm recommending that we transfer an additional $250,000 from the NOW account to the Schwab general investment account. I'm not recommending that.
I'll second it. I'll second that.
Okay, so now we can have discussion. Any discussion?
So I'm just going to repeat what I said last month, that I am being cautious in keeping the money in the savings account because it is not August 1st yet, and I am more comfortable leaving the money in the savings account instead of moving it to Schwab.
How easy is it to transfer back a small amount or any amount?
24 to 48 hours.
Okay. So if we knew we needed more, we have that time.
We could. I don't have any objections to it. I just chose not to make the recommendation.
I'd rather see the money getting better interest. We know we can pull it out in 24 hours.
Is there penalties for taking it back and forth? Any other discussion?
Okay, Olson?
Yes.
DeSchmidt?
Yes.
Boyer?
No.
Sias absent. Barry?
No.
Vaccaro, no. Daney?
No. So I would like now
Madam President,
the consent agenda roll call.
Well, before we move on to that, when we made changes to the minutes, I don't know if we accepted those minutes as changed. I don't think there was a motion that the minutes were changed. I don't think that was accepted. I think we accepted the changes, but we didn't accept the motions as a whole. And I want the record to be clear that you understand what I'm talking about, Trustee Olson?
Are you talking about the 1A or the 1C?
The 1A.
The 1A.
Did it separately?
We did it. The first correction, the first correction didn't get approved.
Right.
And then the two corrections regarding the numbers did get approved.
Correct. Right, but the rest of the document wasn't approved.
Because they had to go over one seat.
Right, so we need to do that before you move into the consent agenda. Or include that one seat back in there.
Well, we just voted on 1C now.
Right, excuse me, put 1A back in the consent agenda.
Because of the as adjusted, as corrected, is that what you're suggesting?
Basically, yes. So that way there's no question.
That was separate.
Yeah, it was separate from that.
1A was separate.
1A we voted on.
We voted on the changes. I don't even think we voted on accepting the rest of it.
Well,
we accept the rest of the motion.
Oh, the rest of the minutes?
Let's be with the change.
Yeah,
we've done with the change.
With the changes.
So I'll make a motion to approve the entire minutes with those changes.
Do I have a second?
Second.
So what we're voting on now is removing, well, we removed 1A, the first portion of it, we did not make the change. But we did make changes to two other statements that were in
the right.
Roll call.
Olson? This is for just 1A.
For just 1A.
With your corrections.
With your corrections.
I thought we already voted on.
But we didn't vote on the entire rest of it. We just voted on those corrections. We didn't vote on the rest of the minutes. That's what I was trying to get.
Okay. DeSchmidt?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Sias absent, Barry?
Yes.
Bucaro, yes. Danny?
Yes. All right. And we've also voted on 1C already.
Right.
So now we are voting on the rest of the consent agenda.
And I'll make a motion to approve the balance of the consent agenda.
I will second that.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Olson?
Yes.
DeSchmidt?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Sias absent, Barry?
Yes.
Bucaro, yes. Danny?
Yes. All right, withheld, consent agenda, correspondence.
None.
Reports, questions?
Oh, I guess maybe we could do this.
Okay.
Yeah. Up this mouth.
All right.
Is it a test?
No, it's a test. Trustee DeSchmidt, we're passing something out, but both you and John, those your copies will be in the mailboxes.
What is it titled?
It's about the upcoming
TIF meeting at board, village board this Thursday at 2 in the afternoon.
Okay.
All right. Trustee Olson, do you have any reports, questions, or answers?
I have some questions and comments. First, during the July 4th parade, I noted that a number of individuals other than employees and trustees rode on the float. Did we get signed releases from them or their guardians or parents releasing the library from liability in the event of injury? The reason I'm asking this is when I used my convertible for the library vehicle in a float, as a float in the past, not as the float for the friends, but for the library. I was required by the library to sign a release holding the library harmless in the event of any occurrence. And if we haven't done that, or we're not doing that for people who are riding on our float, who are not employed by the library, we're wide open to exposure. Did they in fact sign a release?
No, they did not. And I don't believe that the float company asked us to. I think we did that for you because it was a vehicle. But that is definitely something that we can look to in the future.
Well, I'm just concerned about our liability exposure for the library.
That's an excellent point. Thank you.
Yeah. Next question. How many participants do we have in the summer reading program, both the adult and the children's?
Well, the June number was in my board report, I can't recall the exact number, I apologize, but it's well over 100 who have completed, and there are about 300 registered. We don't, in adult services and teen services, we don't keep track of the amount of the people who have picked up a paper log, and there are those who also choose to complete it, complete the program using the log that was in the newsletter. But using in Read Squared, which is the online platform, we have almost 300 adults registered and about 100 teens registered.
Phyllis, how many children do we have?
Not knowing the exact numbers, like Sandra said, registered, I'd say it's over 400 children, 3 years through sixth grade, and about 60 days in toddlers.
The reason I asked the question is, over this last weekend, I visited 8 libraries so that I could get a sense of the work done by the various proposals that we listened to this evening. But in the course of that, all the libraries I visited were actively engaged in their summer reading programs. And I was dumbfounded to hear in a couple of the libraries the numbers of people that were participating in the programs. At the Thomas Ford Library, community of in Western Springs of 14,000 people. They have 1,400 children participating in their summer reading program, 10%. And I asked them how that happened, and they said that they, librarians, go out to the schools and talk directly to the classes before the end of the school year to make them aware of what the program was and to encourage their participation. In Lake Villa, which I also visited this weekend, Lake Villa is roughly, I think, 40,000 residents, about the same size as our community. And on a combined adult and children's basis, they have 3,000 participants in their summer reading program. And they have a librarian who is a community outreach librarian. And I didn't get any more specific information about how that happened. But I thought that was amazing participation. The last question I have is, in our board packet, I see that registration for the ILA annual conference will be open in late July, and I'm interested in knowing if any of the staff are planning on attending this.
I believe we have 3 or 4 going.
Yes.
Yeah.
I plan to go, and at least one other adult services librarian is very interested in going.
And then we have a couple in youth services.
Good.
Remember who we have going for you? Ours, people went to other things. They went to the Martin Arboretum where they were showing the nature programs for youth at Youth Day. They attended things like that.
We have an all staff meeting on August 22nd, so we can make sure that they are aware. But I've already talked to everybody about it.
Thank you.
Yes.
I absolutely love Overdrive Digital. I'm like a kid in a candy store. You can get 10 a month, and so it's going to be awesome for travel. And they also, once you click on it, it says, you may also like, and it gives you, you know, about 6 different books that may be the same type of book and everything. So it is wonderful. So thank you for doing that.
I just wanted to also just comment on all the positive feedback you all got about going fine free. You put it on Facebook and it like flew off the handle here. Some people said, I'm so glad BPLD has made this shift. Congratulations, great move for all. That's awesome, great to know. I think in marketing too, having that postcard go out and explaining why we went Fine Fruit was huge too. And it's not just me saying that. It was like my neighbors came up to me and they were like, oh, what does that mean? And I had to explain, no, we're not giving stuff away. Like, that just means you're not accumulating, you know, for being late a day or two. So yeah, that was great. And then my son finished our summer reading program and we had a lot of fun completing that. I thought like the activities were developmentally correct. It was easy to follow. It was lots of fun. We made a whole thing about it every day. He chose a Bluey book at the end of the day, and like the challenge. It was a whole thing. He wore a Bluey shirt without knowing Bluey. It was a whole thing. I couldn't just have pictures of that whole day. So yeah, thank you.
Anyone else? I've got a few things I'd like to say, but first I want to pass out a few things.
Take what?
These.
I already passed these out.
You didn't give me one.
Oh.
Okay, so those are for Lynn and for... The two down there are for Lynn and for John. So I'd just like to take a moment. We've often been reminded, can you hear me, Lynn? Lynn?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure you can hear me. We've often been reminded about conversations that occurred a year or 2 years ago, but I feel the need to remind everyone of a commitment we made 2 months ago, which is why I've passed out these forms. Who would think that at this point in our lives, we would have to address the bad behavior of others? Just because we were elected to these positions doesn't give us carte blanche to disrespect our director and the staff. It is our job to promote and encourage the growth of our library, its director, and staff. And last month's meeting was the perfect example of bad behavior and disrespect. I refuse to call out the individual by name that exhibited such poor taste, but this person needs to understand that being on the record is only proof of how ridiculous they are and the total lack of respect for others. Learn to address your personal issues appropriately. The village has a population of approximately 40,000 people. Don't be the one that most people already choose to avoid. Problems can be addressed in conversations or a few emails, not 20. They're not necessary. Please, let's see more civility, especially after what we saw that happened this past weekend. Let's try to be more loving and civil. And if you don't like something, keep it to yourself or address it in the proper way. And that's all I've got to say. Now, I'd like to move. Well, that's all I have to say about that. The regular agenda, our action items, the space needs assessment proposals.
So we had four different companies come in, and I don't know how the board feels if you want time to sit on it, table it, think about it, or if you want to move forward and choose a company tonight. But that's up to the
Trustee Olson.
I'd like to move to table it, and the reason for that, if I might, I think that we need to have more discussion as a board in terms of exactly what this whole process is, what our expectations are, and how we're going to go about it. I think one of the things that, you know, you could hear from all my questions, I was trying to get to that we really need more information from our public in order to do this process effectively. And Carolyn, I think what's been, 12 or 13 years since the library actually did a space deeds prior to your
renovation.
Joining?
No, we did one for the right before the renovation. That's how we came to the renovation.
Okay. So it's been a number of years. And I didn't see in all of the proposals what I personally think is enough emphasis on helping us data gather to have a feel so that they can do the process appropriately. A couple of them did have specific components like 845 with the IV group and whatnot.
But I think if you make a decision and move forward, that's when those conversations are going to happen. That's when they're going to come back out, and we might have a couple committee of the whole meetings where the expert is sitting here reviewing what you guys want. I think we, at this point, want to move forward with one of them and then get a game plan. That's what I think. I don't know what everyone else thinks.
I think I feel that we had a lot dropped on us. I wouldn't mind having a meeting prior to our next board meeting where, as trustees, we can talk about all of this, because it's been a lot, and they all bring different things to the table. Some are stronger than others. Some are better speakers, but when you look at the results, they speak for themselves.
I'm not necessarily against tabling. I will not be here in August. I'll be traveling. And I just want the board to remember the magic words: lowest responsible bidder. However you come to your decision, remember those magic words, because we're taxed. We have a duty to pick the lowest responsible bidder. And I think with Trustee Olson asking, I'll second that motion to table. To go through these bids and kind of like, why would this person be the lowest responsible bidder? And to address that in your motion of discussion next month. Thank you.
That's a good point, Trustee Berry. I agree with you. And I just wanted to kind of focus on what you said. And also, if we can meet prior to you leaving on your trip, if there's a date as a group we can meet, that might be beneficial for us to talk over all of these options prior to you leaving, so you're included in.
Well, I know the survey is an important thing to have, and only two of them, they were higher priced, had it in the dollar amount. Everything else, you look at the price, and the survey was extra. So those weren't as complete as we would want, because the survey is important. So there's really only two that did include it. But I have no problem tabling it.
Yeah, I agree actually with both of Trustee Olson and Trustee Berry. I could vote today, but there is so much information, and even though I read it and read it a second time, after listening to them, yeah, I think that it would maybe be a good idea to table it. Maybe we can call a special committee of the whole meeting to get our thoughts together.
So the two that did not offer a survey amount was product architecture and Studio GC?
Right.
Yeah, so then I would go back to them and ask them for a survey amount and what that survey included.
Okay. Yep. Studio GC did.
I'm sorry, which one didn't?
Studio GC seemed to imply that there was a survey included, but I didn't feel totally comfortable in terms
If they put
that in writing in a response to an email,
right.
That would be
clarified
to the board.
So it's Studio GC and Product Architecture. I need to reach out to clarify the survey amounts.
Yes. And in the meantime, if we're tabling, should we do a roll call?
So I'm going to call the motion to table.
Yeah. So we're going to do a roll call.
Okay. Olson?
Yes.
Berry?
Yes.
DeSmit?
Yes.
Zayas absent. Boyer?
Yes.
Lucaro, yes. Stamen.
Yes. Moving on, the building and maintenance ordinance.
So this is our first ordinance of the year. It's pretty standard. There's the certificate, the actual ordinance, and then the publication, which will go into the newspaper on Thursday. The public has 30 days to do a petition if they want to object to it. In all of my years, I have never seen that happen, but it is possible. So I'm asking the board to approve those three documents.
I'll move to approve the ordinance.
I'll second it.
Discussion? Roll call.
Folsom?
Yes.
DeSchmidt?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Sias absent. Berry?
Yes.
Lucaro, yes. Stamen?
Yes. The educator loan policy.
So there was a little confusion about the educator loan policy, so it was tabled last month. So I reached out to Mary and Phyllis, and we had a discussion about it to clarify. So we did a write-up. So if it's clear to you now, we'd like to pass the educator loan policy.
I'll have a motion to approve the education loan policy.
Second by Lynn.
Give it to Lynn.
Yeah. Lynn gets it.
Lynn gets it.
Did you have any questions?
No. Okay. Roll call.
Olson?
Yes.
DeSchmidt?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Sias absent. Berry?
Yes.
Lucaro, yes. Stamen?
Yes. And the approval of resolution authorizing non-resident cards.
So every year we pass this resolution. We usually only have one or two. Mary and I do it based on the tax calculation rate, so the policy is in your packet for review and approval.
I'll move to accept the ordinance using the property tax basis. I'll second.
Roll call.
Olson?
Yes.
DeSchmidt?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Sias absent. Berry?
Yes.
Lucaro, yes. Dane?
Yes. And the designation of two trustees for the six-month review.
Trustees Daney and Bucaro are the lucky trustees of the month.
Peggy Square.
They will be doing the six-month review of the regular board meeting minutes. I don't believe we need approval on that, but you guys are up in the motion, or in the lineup.
In the lineup function. I don't think we need to do a vote on that. The Family Medical Leave Act policy.
I'll bring a motion to approve the Family Medical Leave Act policy.
I'll move to second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
I've got questions.
Sure.
When I read this policy, under the first paragraph, under basic leave entitlement, it states that all regular full-time full and part-time employees regularly scheduled to work 1,000 hours may be eligible for up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave. But then it goes on to state, at the second from the last line, that in the same paragraph, that the employees must work for 1,250 hours in the past 12 months. And to me, that seems inconsistent. And I don't understand why the inconsistency.
So the wording for the part-time, the 1,000 hours, because that's IMRF level, that's our part-time three. So there's three employees that fall into that category. They, if you take their weekly hours and you multiply by 52, they're well over the 1,250, which would make them eligible. That's why it's worded that way. There are other spots in the handbook where it specifies full-time employees and part-time employees who are scheduled to work an average of 19.25 or over 1,000 hours.
So they're eligible for, I'm still not.
So the FMLA, the federal law, while public entities are a covered employer, despite, you know, it doesn't matter what the employee size is, you also have to be an eligible employee. And there's three criteria that you need to meet: 12 months, 1,250 hours, and have 50 employees within a 75-mile radius. If you don't have 50 employees, we can try to get there, but as soon as you drop under 50, you don't have eligible employees again. So we revised the policy to remove the 50 employee.
What Kate's trying to say is that
something's got to be changed.
Yeah. Is like
way that we label employees.
Yeah.
Not, it doesn't have anything to do with the FMLA, but like we have different tiers of employees. There's full-time, there's part-time one, part-time two, and then part-time three is people who work more than 1,000 hours in a year. But the way that we schedule it just happens to be that 1250. So, or more than 1250. But the 1,000 hours is just the way that our library labels that type of employee. And Kate is saying, like, if you look elsewhere in our employee handbook, they are also labeled that same way of like part-time working more than 1,000 hours.
And that's because 1,000 hours is IMR.
So can you make a reference to this to refer to the employee handbook? I'm just questioning it because if somebody was reading this and didn't have employee handbook at their hands and they're saying, oh, I have 1,000 hours. Oh, no, it's 1250. It's to us as a, to me as a board member, it's a little contradictory.
It is in the employee handbook, and that's the same wording that's used throughout the entire handbook.
This is just an excerpt out of the handbook. This will go back into the employee handbook.
Okay. Okay. We have a motion. We have a second. Roll call.
Okay. Olson?
Yes.
DeSchmidt?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Saya Sampson? Barry?
Yes.
Carl, yes. Davey?
Yes. Great. Discussion items. Strategic plan update.
So Sonia did all of our updates for the strategic plan. It was a little different format where we just highlighted the things that we had accomplished within the last couple months. So does anyone have any questions?
I do. Trustee DeSmit does. So the first question I have is I'd like to see, because the piece, the paper is titled Strategic Plan 2022-2025 Progress, which is great. But if I were to pick this paper up at a different time, month or year, it really wouldn't tell me exactly when this took place. So I'd like to see it reflect an initiated date, month, date, and year, and then if it was ongoing or completed, a month, date, and a year. That's my suggestion.
She doesn't like the broad title. Yes?
I have a question about goal one, enhance communication to the community, 1.7 impact community, impactful community presence. The only thing listed here for the quarter was participation in the July 4th parade. Which doesn't seem like much, in my opinion. Do we have things going forward that we're doing? Are we participating in National Night Out and other things like that?
Yes, we are.
We're signed up for National Night Out.
Yeah, I've been gone for 3 months, so we've had a one-man show in marketing, who is also fairly new and has been carrying the weight of a lot of things, and so for, as far as I know, there wasn't that much for the library to be participating in over the summer, aside from the 4th of July. We went to the police open house at the beginning of the summer, too, you and Jim,
yeah.
And that break, and I was leaving, so, yeah.
And we were also signed up for National Night Out. We're signed up for the fire open house. I know there's other things.
So, is there a way to date this paperwork? I mean, it's really well done, but just maybe put a date on it so we know this occurred at this time. There's no date, so I would never know, going back to it in a year, when did this occur?
Do you want a date for, like, when each goal is accomplished? Or are you saying, like, just at the top, like, this was at the
quarterly
update. Yeah, you could, that's fine too. Just something that has month, date, and year, because you're talking about children on June 22nd, 20th, and August 10th, and September, October, November, but there's no years
okay,
on that.
You can
so
that.
You're going to identify a month, okay. Date, a month and a date, put a year,
okay.
And then put the date at the top. I think that's appropriate.
That's fine. We can do that.
And
then I'd like to see, like Joe brought up the 1.7 community presence, maybe just listing the future, you know, future things, you know. I think that's always helpful for the board to see. Thank you.
Trustee Olson?
I have an informational question. I was quite frankly surprised after having looked at the invoice for the parade float and seeing the parade. The description that I thought I saw on the parade signage seemed to be vastly different than what I thought we were billed for. I got the impression that we were going to have like a 4 foot high sign on the float and not a, I don't know, 18 inch high thing running along the bottom of the float.
There was one sign on the back, but we missed the back part of it, so it was facing frontward, so we did acknowledge that, so we'll call the float company about the back missing sign. Jackie made a note about that. But everything else, I think, was pretty...
I thought the float looked good.
Yeah. They had the rocket.
A rocket in there.
Jackie built
the
book.
It looked good.
We were only missing one sign, but I can call them and ask them to reduce it because they didn't, or we may not have requested it, honestly. I don't know. I'd have to look into it.
I just had an impression from the invoice that it was different what I saw.
We got away from doing the floats because they were so expensive when COVID started. It was like almost $15,000 for a float during COVID. So I'm glad we have it, but you also brought up a good point about the liability forms.
No, I think it's essential that we participate.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Thank you. If you look into the strategic plan, I was impressed with what the teens are doing. And I think it's important because they're making a choice to participate. It's not like the young kids that, you know, mom or dad bring them in. I mean, they are making a choice. And that's our future. And then the adult book bag, could we have one brought to one of our meetings so we could see maybe if Maggie wants to bring it, if she's around for a meeting?
Yes.
That'd be great. Question with, you know, looking into homebound delivery service, I'd be concerned about a liability issue because recently there was another organization that there was a home delivered person and tripped and had severe injuries. So I think I'd be concerned about that. You know, if it's icy out or anything or like, so
really
maybe
you
just have to be sure on that.
Anybody else? Okay, food trucks.
So when I was out of the building, a food truck company reached out to Mary and they emailed me and asked me if they could use our parking lot during the fest. And then another company reached out to someone else to do the same thing, but we said no because it was too close in proximity of the fest and we thought that it would be a conflict of interest. But then an idea spurred from that. Well, what about allowing food trucks to park in the parking lot? Would that increase foot traffic, like how they do it in front of Home Depot? I remember stopping on my way home in front of a Home Depot because they had a pierogi truck, and I love pierogies, so that maybe, did I go into Home Depot? No, but, you know, maybe I would have gone into the library, you know. So I'm just putting it on as a discussion item to gauge interest or what your thoughts are about having food trucks. If we would try it for this summer, I believe that there's two that may be interested and we could try it. And then if it took off or if it was successful, then we could implement a policy and have it as a summer thing going forward each year.
One thing with many of these food trucks, on their websites, they will list where they're at and people follow them. So that can be a nice way. And you can almost maybe do a chamber blast to let them know that food truck is there too.
Dinner and a book.
Dinner and a book.
I would like to provide some background. Just before the fest started, I received a call from a business owner here in Bartlett calling on behalf of one of the food trucks. And they asked if they could get into the parking lot. And I said, well, first of all, it would need approval from the board. And this was like 48 hours before the fest started. And I said, it's not going to happen. But reach out to the director and I notified Peggy Daney about what happened. And I guess they were going to set up in their parking lots right across from Jewel. It fell through, but then I guess something worked out because they were there. Anyway, however, I happen to agree that having food trucks maybe might be a new way of bringing people into the library, or at least raising
awareness
of the library.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't hurt to try. It doesn't have to be a commitment forever, you know. This one food truck, she had asked about the possibility, and she just wants to be here on a Wednesday. And she would like to be in that end of the parking lot, kind of like where the bicycle pump repair place is. And they have all of their own insurance. I mean, the library's not going to get sued if somebody gets bubonic plague or poisoning or whatever. But it would just be kind of like, maybe we should give it a try. Maybe it's just... we're always trying to look to see if something can generate a little activity, and so maybe we could give it a try just till, you know, what, October or something, and close it off.
That's a winter coffee.
It doesn't cost us any effort or time.
No, it's no effort or time on us. Trustee Olson.
I have a number of questions. First, you just answered in terms of where they would park, and that would be immediately outside the store.
No. It's immediately over by where the bicycle pump is, right along
the street,
okay. South Bartlett Road.
But this is the only bicycle thing that I think.
The new bike station that was
just
donated.
Yeah.
Okay. What days would we do it?
Wednesday.
What would they have a schedule? What time is it?
I believe
like
they were looking
four
at
to
like
eight.
Four, 3 to 7 or 4 to 8,
yeah,
every Wednesday for the rest of the summer.
What are the things that I personally think would occur is because there isn't a place for people to sit and eat.
So this is my first thought too, Joe.
That they would...
chicken wings in the library.
What if we set up tables and go on?
We have picnic tables in the back. Why can't we just, knowing that it's one day a week? Larry, is it that hard to just bring the picnic tables around?
It would be the white tables. But that was my first thought, was that people were going to bring the food into the library.
Well, yeah, that was the only area, cafe,
yeah,
that we allow food in.
Or if they eat outside, you need to make sure you have a trash can out there.
And
so it's not left in the parking lot.
We could bring a couple white tables out there. That wouldn't be...
But the other question I had was, would they in fact stay, or would they be traffic getting their food and then going on? I do know that over at Home Depot, I occasionally see one of the food trucks in their lot. Isn't it an advantage to the library to have people coming here and using our parking lot basically to sit and eat, or just to pick up food and go on? There, you know, if we offered or made people aware of the fact that we in fact have tables and that sort of thing,
well, I think because
it might encourage them to do more than just pick up their food and
But I think because it's such short notice and they wanted to start on Wednesday, we would just see how it goes. But then when Mallory came back, we would tie it in with some sort of marketing plan to have it be like, you know, and depend-
book club and dinner.
We were trying to figure
out
an
event. Make it the night of an event.
Yeah. Do some kind of programming or marketing.
Do activities and have something going on. We can bring popular books outside, check them out.
I mean, if we just try it,
are we though in the business of marketing private businesses?
They market themselves. We're not going to be marketing anything. But if people
heard
the food,
Carolyn say,
well, what we're saying is, you know, okay, the food truck's here, so why not book in a truck, dinner, you know?
Why don't you come to the library, do your business and kind of like you can come here and kind of and grab a hot dog or whatever on your way out.
We did this for our summer reading.
Give them a reason to be here.
It sounds like fun. I think we should try it. I think it sounds, we could have a theme. Do they play music? What's going on?
I think right now, because they want to do it so quickly and because it's the middle of July, I think that we should just let them engage how it goes and see what kind of response, see how many people show up to the truck.
Right.
And then
if it's not beneficial for them,
they're not going to want
to stay year round.
But if it's beneficial and we get a lot of people, then it may want, more trucks may want. And then we would need to create an actual policy. And then we would create a marketing effort so that we would be getting something out of it too.
Oh, so we're not getting anything out of it on the initial try?
No, because we don't know what to expect.
Well, it's a business, it's a partnership with a community member that is beneficial.
Which is a strategic plan.
Exactly.
I understand, but you've got to remember, they're on our property with their vehicle, and I think there should be some kind of monetary donation to the library of some sort. You want to try it for free, see how it goes a couple times, and then work it from there. But to just have somebody come with their business on our property and sell product and not anything coming back to the library, that I would be concerned about.
It's a community partnership.
Yeah, it's a partnership. It's not like, you know, we're charging people. And, you know, then if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But it's a partnership with a food truck that the people live in Bartlett. It's not somebody coming from Elgin or
I understand, but if I had a business and I was in a truck and I'm looking to park my truck on somebody's property, I would want to sit there and say, hey, can I give you $30? Can I give you $40? Whatever it is, so I can park here and make a good, you know, amount of money on selling my food.
So or then maybe I make zilch.
So
maybe
then maybe we consider, or the board considers that as an option to put in the policy that they have to make a donation. But then it would need to go to the Friends or the Foundation. And so you've got this revolving circle. All I was trying to do was bring a creative new idea that might attract patrons to the library. And I'm just asking for direction on whether to move forward with this idea.
Allow them to try it out and see what happens. Yep.
If it works,
kind of like
it works.
See what works, what doesn't work.
It doesn't cost us anything. I told you it should be Chick Us Out. Right?
Yeah.
Chick Us Out.
So cute. I love that.
No charge.
Thank you.
Okay. I just had a thought. If somebody has a business and they want to use our property for that business, and we want to also have the benefit of people maybe coming in the library, that's great. But that vendor could sell $500 minimum for his 3 to 7 o'clock or whatever time frame, and I think a $50 fee is applicable. That's just on the low end. And that would be all I would be looking for as a trustee. Just something to say, hey, listen, we're not letting you. We could have other people come to our library and say, oh, we heard that, you know, you're doing this, and well, I sell this and I do that. I just would rather have a contract, you know, with an exchange of money that says that we're allowing them for this dollar amount. I think it's safer.
I think as a trial period, just go ahead and try and see what happens.
I agree. No charge.
By Roger, our attorney, see what other things might have to be, and maybe reach out to other libraries and see if any other libraries are doing something like this.
We did that at Aurora. We did not charge them. If anything, we paid them. Thank you so much for being here. It was during our kickoff, not exactly apples to apples, I guess, but we didn't. We didn't do any paperwork. We were just happy to partner with a community member that was literally down the wall.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a trial basis. If it works and they're interested in continuing to come back, then we can say, well, you know what? Now we have a proposition for you. And you pay us $50 to park your truck here. But if it's not successful for them, they're not going to stick around anyway. Then they'll move.
No, we
have
to try it out a couple times
for
them.
But I think that also then, if it grows and becomes bigger, So I would want to reach out to the Park District to make sure that the Park District is on board, because they have property right around us. So I want to make sure that, you know, they don't have any issues with it either. All I was trying to do is find a spot for this truck that might provide traffic for us.
Well, and you want a spot where they can see it. People drive it by and see the usually it's all colored and all that kind of thing. So it would be attractive.
Let us know when they're here.
Wednesday from 3 to 7.
Let us know first day.
So just
this Wednesday?
Yeah, just
no, not
okay, no,
a week from now.
All right.
So just the consensus of the board is to move forward on a trial period and see how it goes, and then we will report back to you at the end of the summer.
Yes.
They may have another spot already booked, or the other place may not have any interest. I don't know.
They could be.
So, okay.
Carolyn, I don't know the company, but just make sure they have the correct licensure and everything visible if anybody wants to look at that.
They do. They're totally registered with the Village of Bartlett.
Okay, great.
Okay.
And with the health department, too. They have
and
to
with
have
the
their
health, well, yeah, they're always checking
out. They're always checking out.
The director's report is informational only. And other than that, is there any new business?
Trustee DeSmit here. I just had a suggestion. I didn't know if the director could provide when the new quarterly brochure for the library is due for us to turn in any information for the foundation.
I believe it's July 26th,
yeah.
But there is a foundation meeting, and Mallory will be at the foundation. No, Mallory will not be at the foundation meeting. I will be at the foundation meeting. So we will send out an email with a checklist and the graphic artist form to both the foundation and the Friends to make sure that everyone's on the same page.
Okay, and then will the new brochure have a reading how can I say it? A reading form for the different age groups to, like a reading.
They got that last
There's
one.
No fall reading program.
There's no fall reading program.
There's, okay. It's like a reading contest or program. Okay. So that will not be in the fall. Okay.
We only do winter.
Is there any town hall?
No. Any town hall?
Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All three. Thank you.
Okay, Olson?
Yes.
Schmidt?
Yes.
Hoyer?
Yes.
Sias absent. Barry?
Yes.
Vaccaro? Yes.
Beatty?
Yes. Good night, everyone. Good to see y'all.